Today, Jesus presents to us a really hard challenge because the young man asked him, "What must I do to enter the kingdom?" Basically, keep the commandments. But if we want to be perfect in love, then we have to sell everything that we have in order to follow Jesus. Meaning that if anything become an obstacle for us, we have to let them go in order to truly love Jesus. And this is hard. And many spiritual masters have reminded us, oftentimes the things that we can sell on the outside are the easy things. The hardest thing for us to let go is our own self, our own ego, our own pride. So that's it, the hardest thing that we have to struggle each and every day in letting go, not only materialistic things on the outside, but also within our own self, whatever is holding us back from truly loving God fully and completely. Jesus said clearly today, "Then come and follow me." But the process, the part of following him, it's a daily journey, a daily letting go, a daily following, which is hard at times. If we just want to be good, then keep the commandments, right? But if we want to be perfect in becoming disciples of Christ, then we truly have to let go. And this is the call for each and every one of us. Everyone wants to be saints, or we admire people who are saintly, but not many of us have the willingness to become saint, to become holy, to truly let go and to sanctify ourselves. And it is very sad to say that in this current day and age, we no longer talk about sanctity and sainthood. We only talk about people becoming angels. Right? When someone do good, they said, "Oh, he or she is an angel." No, we're not angels. Angels are a different creature than us, huh? When someone do good, he or she is becoming more saintly. The thing that Hollywood have messed up our own ideology and thinking, saying that we somehow, when we do good, we become angels. Angels are spiritual beings that we cannot see, and only in certain times in the scripture do we see angels, huh? And when we truly see angels, we fall down because of their majestic presence, that our mind cannot comprehend. Perhaps it's easier to say that someone is an angel because someone seems to be nice and good, because we have not permitted ourselves to become saints. And especially in a very anti-Catholic world, it's easier to simply say it's someone who is an angel, someone who is nice, instead of someone who radically want to give himself or herself up to God. God calls each and every one of us to be saints. To sanctify ourselves and to follow him each day in order to truly love him. And that begin with oftentimes too, like the prophet Ezekiel. People didn't understood him, and some of the signs that were given from him and his life were really contradictory to this world and the things that this world wants. But he had to follow what the Lord had given to him, and that faithfulness made him a prophet, made him into God's instrument, and made us too as disciples and as saints to be.